Assemblywoman Kerry Warner, a first-term Democrat, and Republican challenger Chris Boyark attempted to make the case for how they'd reach across the aisle. In her opening remarks, Warner, who grabbed the 113th district seat after the retirement of Republican Tony Jordan, said bipartisanship has been a hallmark of her 2 years in Albany.
On each of the 18 pieces of legislation that I pass through the Assembly, I have co-sponsors from both parties, and I am meticulous about having Republican support in the Senate.
Boyark, a restaurant owner and former Marine, said his experience shows a record of working with people from different backgrounds.
I do believe that it's important for us to have a voice and an advocate for our beliefs in this district, and I believe strongly that I can effectively be that voice. I grew up in this area, I'm from this area, I attended middle school here in this very building.
The candidates were first questioned about single-payer health care. Boyark said he did not support a single-payer model. Warner said she voted twice against single-payer bills that she claimed were not viable. The candidates also spoke in favor of reprivatizing the New York Racing Association, which has been under state control for the past several years and is an important issue in Saratoga Springs. The candidates clashed when asked about ethics reforms. Warner discussed reforms from the Democratic majority she supported.
I helped to pass the pension forfeiture bill. I helped to pass the closing the LLC loophole. I have sponsored term limits bills. I passed a package of 32 rules reforms that make the assembly more transparent and accountable.
Boyark asked Warner why she did not support ethics reform bills introduced by her Republican colleagues.
Simple things as requiring a two-thirds majority for messages of necessity, which the governor seems to love, going into session after midnight, 8-year term limits for committee chairs, term limits for leaders. If we support term limits, I would have expected that you would have voted in favor of those things and not against them.
Warner countered, saying the provisions mentioned by Boyark are what's referred to as hostile amendments and that she would not support them.
They're offered directly onto the floor, and they don't go through the full legislative process. They don't go through the committees. Oftentimes, they are not even the sponsor of those bills don't even ask the committee chair to put them through the committee.
Boyark argued that the committee process was closed to the public. Warner said the public may attend the meetings and that she has supported legislation that would outfit committee chambers with video streaming equipment. The 113th district is home to new high-tech companies, including the massive GlobalFoundries plant in Malta, but many former mill towns are struggling to get by. When asked about what they would do to support new business, Boyark said taxes and overregulation are killing the business climate.
And we have to lay a solid foundation for small business to be able to thrive and develop, and that's going to help these economies, this is going to help these towns grow. They're not going to have these big corporations coming in anymore.
Warner said while taxes will always play a factor in where businesses locate, she said it's an energy deficit that is keeping companies away from upstate New York.
We do not have sufficient power or natural gas to fuel the growth of those kinds of businesses, and it will clearly put a brake on our ability to add jobs to both our traditional economy and to our new economy jobs.
To increase commerce on the Hudson River, Boyark said investments in infrastructure and creating a more business-friendly climate would encourage more companies to use the river for shipping. Warner spoke in favor of navigational dredging on the Champlain Canal to restore the waterway, which is now restricted to only certain kinds of traffic. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.